The darkness over Gaza City flashed bright by explosions as Israeli artillery and other weapons targeted what they said were weapons factories and rocket launch sites belonging to Islamic Jihad. Moments before, an aerial duel as multiple rockets were fired from Gaza towards Israel, with most intercepted by the Israeli Iron Dome anti-missile system. Islamic Jihad said they fired more than 100 rockets. In a televised address, the Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid said his country had zero tolerance for attacks from Gaza, but that Israel had no interest in a wider battle. Earlier, the Israeli Defense Ministry had approved the call-up of as many as 25,000 army reservists and raided combat battalions, sparking fears that an Israeli ground invasion was imminent. The daylight attacks were spread throughout Gaza City. One main target was this apartment building, where a senior commander from Islamic Jihad, Taysir al-Jabari, was killed. Israeli army footage showed what they said was a suspected rocket launch site in Khan Yunis. Among the dozens of injured and dead, the body of a five-year-old girl was carried throughout the streets.
What is this child's fault? She was dreaming of going to kindergarten and asked her father for a school bag and clothes. What has she done wrong, this innocent child?
Other funeral processions were escorted by running crowds, fearful of the next attack. One Gaza resident described what she heard and saw.
I heard about 4 to 5 loud bangs. I was asleep and I just found myself waking up running, wondering what happened. And people in the building, they just run down to the street, you know, because they fear that there's going to be other apartments targeted.
Islamic Jihad said Israel had made a declaration of war and promised to fight back.
This is a declaration of all-out war against the Palestinian people. We will respond to that. This is a violation and disregard for all the efforts that have been made over the past days in order to restore calm. We dealt positively with these efforts, but the enemy was, as usual, treacherous.
The Israeli action followed the closure of 2 border crossings with the Gaza Strip earlier in the week and the arrest of senior Islamic Jihad members in the occupied West Bank. And the office of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called Friday's attack a dangerous escalation. The UN cautioned against further civilian casualties, while Egyptian mediators are trying to defuse the tension between both sides. But this escalation is something that we have seen time and time again here in Gaza. And the heaviest price is always paid by the people. Yumna Seyed, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.
John Holman has more from the Zikim Junction on the Israel-Gaza border.
So far at the moment, we're at more than 160 rockets fired from Gaza towards Israel. What is the Israeli military is saying is that very few of those have hit any points of importance, that the ones that haven't been deflected and stopped by Iron Dome, which is Israeli's anti-rocket system, have landed instead either within Gaza or in depopulated areas. So there's no serious injuries reported so far by those rockets in Gaza, where they obviously don't have those same systems and where it's being hit hard by the Israeli strikes. So the latest on this side is Israeli media is reporting that the defense minister, Benny Gantz, is saying that this will continue, that they're not at the point of stopping yet. The Israeli line on this is that they're going after Islamic Jihad targets within Gaza. They're also looking to hit things like weapon storage and rocket launchers. They say that they've just hit and gone after a rocket launcher. And that's what's been happening throughout the night. So saying that they're not letting Islamic Jihad set the agenda here.
Israeli forces say they've arrested 19 members of Islamic Jihad in the occupied West Bank. Now, troops raided sites in the city of Jenin and in the Calandria area south of Ramallah. The United Nations Middle East coordinators call for a de-escalation of the fighting. Kristin Salumi has more from UN headquarters.
There can be no justification for attacks on civilians. Those are the words of Middle East coordinator Tor Venesland in response to the recent attacks in Gaza. He noted that a five-year-old child is among the dead and expressed concern that this escalation between Palestinian militants and Israel and what he described as the targeted killing of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader could further exacerbate tensions in the region, tensions which have been growing and brewing not only in Gaza but also across the West Bank. And of course, it's the United Nations that gets called in to pick up the pieces after conflicts like this in the occupied territories. And he expressed concern that civilians will ultimately be the ones who pay the worst price at a time when international support and international funding to help in situations like this is stretched very thin. So a word of caution from the Middle East coordinator, words released on Twitter and in statements to the media calling on both sides to tone down their response and protect civilians.